From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 31st at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on this last day of May, month-end trade here. Mostly up here this morning, but nothing too crazy. July corn up 2 cents at 450 and three quarters. July soybeans up 6 and a quarter at 1216. And July wheat up 4 and a half at 685 and a half. Looking at outside markets, last check, the Dow Jones up 137 at 38,248, trying to stage a recovery after a 1,000-point slide, mostly on the shortened Memorial Day trade week. July WTI oil up 23 cents at 78.14. So markets overall kind of licking their wounds and trying to head into the weekend with a little bit of positivity across the board here. Definitely been a tough week for corn and soybean market. So like I said, want to see some solid close here in the end of the month as we kind of get into our weather market type of year. We did get weekly export sales out this morning, and they're mostly within trade ranges. But the new crop soybean export book is still just terrible. It's a 19-year low and still missing one major player. Buys a lot of our beans traditionally, a small country called China. So they're still absent. So the market is really looking for them to step in and buy some of our products overall. So stay tuned on that. And locally here, planting is trying to wrap up ahead of forecasted rains this weekend. I think last check, rain enters our area tomorrow morning around 8 or 9 a.m. with some thunderstorms. So guys are trying to race that system and get complete with planting. And if it's not completing planting the first time, there's a lot of replant in the area as well. I don't think huge acreage quantities, but those annoying 2 or 3 acre ponds that are kind of the low spot of the field that need redone every year or every other year. So again, tomorrow morning is when that's supposed to hit the area. So everyone be safe out there. I know everyone's in a rush and it's been a frustrating spring to say the least. Sounds like there's going to be a little bit more the prevent plant than expected up in North Dakota. We were expecting almost zero, and they're going to have some prevent plant up in North Dakota, and many acres switching from corn to beans as they enter their final plant date for their crop insurance. So corn going to beans up in North Dakota, and on Monday we'll see our first good to excellent ratings across the states on what type of conditions are we seeing for the crop that is going in. I think the market is transitioning from the rain was kind of delaying planting and things like that to now more rain mixed grain type of sentiment, and that's been hurting futures market. But I was talking with a client earlier this morning, and we kind of admitted rain makes grain, but it also makes mud.